thankful for that. All right, if you would, take your Bibles, Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter 1. Amen. And if you find your place, we'll stand and we'll begin our reading in verse number 39. Verse 39. We pick up our passage right after Gabriel came to Mary. Gabriel told Mary, listen, you're going to be the one. You're the lady that God chose to be the mother of the Messiah. And she was, of course, confused about that. She didn't understand why God would choose her and use her that way. She didn't understand how God can use her that way. But she, and if you look at verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And so she just surrendered. She didn't understand it all, but she believed. And she just surrendered to whatever God wanted. And that's the call for us. God has plans for you. He wants to use you in a mighty way. And the conditions for God using you is really just this. Believe God, surrender to Him, and He'll do amazing things. And the angel departed. Now we pick up our reading in verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. So this is what Elizabeth told Mary. Just thankful to be even in her presence, is how Elizabeth put it. Mary's response, verse 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. We'll pray and we'll get into our message. The title is this, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you truly for who you are. And we're just thankful that you can use us. We're humble this morning, and we're excited to see how you'll use us and how you'll work. But all the glory belongs to you. So I pray that you help us as we consider that, Lord, this evening. Christ in my pray, amen. You may be seated. When something exciting happens in our life, or something exciting happens in the life of someone close to us, as humans, we have this tendency to want to talk about it. We can't get it off our mind. We can't get it off our mouths. We just keep talking about it. I remember when I first asked Chelsea to start talking to me and building a relationship. And, you know, God had put her on my heart. There's a long story behind that. But I remember I called her and I asked her, hey, so like, can we talk? And she said she would love that. And I couldn't believe it. I was shocked first. And then I was excited next. And I didn't know why she would want to do that. It didn't make sense, but I was happy, I'll tell you that. And so, you know, the first thing I did, I went to my best friend Colin. Now, Brother Colin in England. And I told him all about how it went. I told my roommate about it. I told my mom about it. I basically told everybody that was close to me. This lady, Chelsea Thurmond, her name is way better now, was wanting and willing to talk with me. And the rest is history, as they say. I remember my lifelong friend, Brother Ishmael Wilson. He's an assistant pastor now at First Baptist Bible Church. He grew up there. I grew up with him. Blessing. In fact, my brother, Weston, his wife, B&A, that's his brother. Well, her brother. B&A's brother, Ishmael. Great friend. And I heard that he was going to have a baby. And that's exciting. And he's wanted a child for a long time at this point. They've prayed. I prayed with him about that. And I heard from my mom about how that Ishmael's wife was pregnant. And I was kind of annoyed about that. That I heard about that from my mom. But I was still pretty excited for him. So I thought I'd give him a call, asked how things were going. You know, how are things? And did we just want to catch up about life events, things? And then I asked him why he hated me so much and didn't tell me about this. And he was just waiting a couple weeks to make it public. I wasn't home at the time. I was at Bible college. But anyway, I told him I forgave him, but only because Jesus told me I have to, and we got over it. And it was a blessing. And so the point is this. When a big thing happens, you want to tell people about it. When exciting things happen, you want to share it with people. And right before our text this evening, something very exciting just happened, right, to Mary. Gabriel showed up. And so you don't talk to any angel very often, especially the archangel Gabriel. And not only that, but the news Gabriel gave her, that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. And so you know what she did, just like we always do. She ran off and found someone close to her, and she ran to Elizabeth's house. If you look at verse 39, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Now remember, Elizabeth is Mary's cousin. And so they were close, and Mary wanted to, with haste, tell Elizabeth all about it. She was excited. And, you know, that's how we are. We often have a desire to tell people big events in our life. And as believers, we have a desire to talk to other believers about what God's doing in our life. And God does something amazing in our life. He works in a mighty way. He gives us victory over something. He blesses us a certain way. Or you just some way see his hand at work. And there's something about us that wants to talk about that and talk to each other about that. And I want to say that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We ought to have that desire. You ought to be excited when God is working in your life. You know, there's big things that happen, promotions at work and stuff like that, and God's hand's involved with that. But you know, climbing up the corporate ladder or even having a child or whatever, that's all exciting. But the most exciting part is that God is doing it, right? And that God, the Almighty God, is working. That's a blessing. And we should be excited about that, and we ought to be excited about telling others about it. It should be, you know, we talk about what's on our mind, and that's good. And so Mary made it to Elizabeth's house. Again, that was about a 3 or 4 day journey, so this is a good walk, and made it all the way to Elizabeth's house. And then she gets there, and here's what happens in verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. So remember, well, who's that? That's John. John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb. Mary walks in. Now at this point, Mary is also pregnant. She had just conceived Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, as an embryo, is, and by the way, every bit Jesus in the womb as he was out of the womb, right? When we're in the womb, we're human, and we're life is there, and the DNA of Jesus Christ is in Mary's womb. And Mary walks into Elizabeth's house, and immediately John leaps. And there's a special connection between them, you see. And so I believe also part of this salutation this salutation was more than just, hey, how's it going? It was Mary saying everything that happened, right? And they're doing their chatter that ladies do, you know, and they're giggling and whatever they do, you know. It could also be, though, that the Holy Ghost revealed this both to John in the womb and to Elizabeth. We don't know all about that. But what we do know is that Elizabeth knew somehow that in Mary's womb was the Savior, Jesus Christ. And she says this in verse 42. And she spake out with a loud voice, being filled with the Holy Ghost, it says at the end of verse 41, she spake these words and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And so really what happens right here is Elizabeth begins really to praise Mary right here and say, wow, I can't believe that the mother of the Messiah is here with me. And she's talking about how Mary is blessed among women. She's talking about how her womb has been blessed and the fruit of her womb is blessed. And you know, she said, blessed are you who believed. And man, Mary, good job believing God, because you believed God, now he's going to do this in your life. And Elizabeth was very happy for Mary, and she had a lot of kind words to say to Mary. And again, right there, there's nothing wrong with that, really. I mean, there's nothing wrong with recognizing God's work in somebody else's life. And a part of that is, when you believe God and you follow him, he does tend to work in a different way, you know. And so there's nothing wrong with even recognizing that Mary believed God and Mary was willing and Mary did surrender to God and humble herself and allow God to work. And so none of that is wrong. And that happens today as well, because you can, like I told you, you can recognize what God does in somebody else's life. And oftentimes we'll praise them as a result of that. When someone gets saved, right? When someone gets saved, every Christian, every true Christian who hears about it is excited about it, right? And you'll go to them, and they'll, you know, someone will get saved. Maybe if they get saved here at Invitation, and we make mention of that, and they stand in front, and people come by, and you give them hugs and high fives and all that. You're excited. And oftentimes we'll say something like this: congratulations, as if they did something, you know. But they did, right? In a sense, they accepted the gift. But we kind of make a lot about that and congratulate them and tell them the thing, you know, hey, that's the best decision you'll ever make. And it's true. And there's nothing wrong, again, with that. When someone makes a big decision for God and they decide, I'm going to give this thing up, or I'm going, whatever it is, however God's working, and you go and you tell them, I'm excited for you. And you might even say, I'm proud of you, and I'm looking forward to how God's going to work. How about on your end? When God does something in your life, and God uses you in a mighty way, or God blesses you through a certain time, and maybe a difficult time you're going through, and God gives you the grace to get through it, or maybe a busy season in your life, and God blesses you and helps you to get all of those things in order and make it through, other believers will recognize that often. And they'll tell you about it. And they'll tell you, hey, I just want you to know that what you did was a blessing. We have blessings time. And oftentimes in the blessings time, we recognize how God is working in somebody else's life. And that might be you. People might be blessed, listen, by how God uses you. We have to think of it that way. We have to remember that. But they're blessed by how God used you. God helps you give up some kind of, maybe a certain music you've been listening to. I'm not going to listen to that anymore. Christians might praise you for that and say, yeah, it's a blessing that you're doing that, made that decision. It's a big decision. Maybe you made your heart, got your heart right with God, and people can just see a change in your life and a demeanor that's different. They might tell you that. Maybe God used you in a ministry somehow. Maybe God used you to sing or play piano or in the choir or whatever. And people in the church might even thank you for that. Hey, thanks for that special. That was a blessing. Something like that. And so all I'm saying is, God's people get excited. Listen, God's people get excited when they see God work in other people's lives. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a blessing. But I will say, if you're on the receiving end, let's put ourselves in the life of Mary here. If you're on the receiving end of praise, you see, when someone is recognizing how God is using your life, there's nothing wrong with that, but it is a dangerous situation. There is danger here that you can respond wrong. And there's a certain way that we need to respond when that happens. And Mary does just that. Look in verse 46. I'm going to read the whole thing just because it's great. And Mary said, I'm going to read the whole thing. Let's just read through verse 49. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify," who? "The Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in," who? "God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." And she's quick to say, "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Are you seeing a theme there? She recognized that she didn't do any of this. God did all of this. She magnified the Lord, which makes sure that, which just means to make him big, right? To magnify. And she's making a big deal about God. She wanted people to see him through this and make him bigger. Here's how you respond to this kind of situation. You make much of God and make little of yourself. Don't belittle yourself. Just make little of yourself. Because it had little to do with you if it's truly what God did. And she said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Verse 48, "For he hath regarded the low estate." So she made much of God and made little of herself. She called herself God's handmaiden. That's basically God's servant, God's slave. All I did, Mary says, all I did was let him use my body and do whatever he wanted. And this is all, God did all of this. And she knew that. This wasn't lip service. She wasn't just saying that. There's a difference between humility and false humility. But she knew this. She had a grasp on this. And I believe that's why God used Mary. God didn't use Mary because she was exalted and holy. God used Mary because she recognized she wasn't holy. She recognized she was very average. And that's the people God uses. And so she says all of that. She made much of God and little of herself. And then she went on to praise God for what he's doing here. Because this isn't about Mary. This isn't about Mary being noticed. This is about God using Mary to be a blessing to Israel. Look in verse 50 through 53. "And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation." And it sounds like, oh yeah, God's mercy is on me because I feared him. But that's not what she's saying. She's looking at verse 51. "He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel," you see. And she's not even thinking about herself. She's just excited. Hey, she's just excited that God is using her to be a blessing to the nation. It's not about her at all. Yeah. This is how God works. This is how God works. He works through people who don't really crave attention and praise, and who's not thinking about themselves at all. And then she praised God how he helped Israel. Look in verse 55, "And he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever." Verse 54 said, "He had holpen his servant." What does holpen mean? Holpen means to take hold of, to hold up, to support. And so Mary said that God, through this, through what God did in her, He is extending support to his people. He is hoping, he's helping, he's supporting Israel. Well, how is that? Well, because he's fulfilling his promise that he made to Israel, right? The promise he made to Abraham. Verse 55, it says, he spake to our fathers, to Abraham. You can turn there if you'd like. Don't lose your spot here in Luke 1, but Genesis 12 is when God promised Abraham that he was going to use him. I'm going to read the verses, Genesis 12 and verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, a lot of that had been fulfilled by this point, but not all families of the earth had been blessed yet through Israel. That promise is going to be fulfilled through the Messiah coming, through God coming, and God used Mary in that process, you see. So, Mary, here's the two things that we're going to talk about, that we're going to focus on. When Mary was praised, she did two things. One, she made much of God and made little of herself. And two, she wasn't thinking about how this helps her. She was thinking about how God can use her to help others. You see? And here's the point. She got herself out of the equation. Any way she could, she got herself out of this conversation. That's how she handled it. And basically, we can summarize it this way. Here's what she said, basically. Praise the Lord. And Elizabeth is here trying to make a big deal about Mary, and Mary just says, you know what, I'm not a big deal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for what he had done for her. Praise the Lord for what God is going to use her to do. Praise the Lord for what he's always done, and for what he always will do for his people who fear him. And here's what she did. She directed the praise to God. The praise came from Elizabeth, and she just took it and she deflected it right to God. And she was basically saying, I know you see these amazing things happening in my life, but Elizabeth, I just want you to know it has nothing to do with me. It's only because of what God has done. So then she stayed there for 3 months. And if you can do math, at this point, Elizabeth is 6 months along, right? That's what Gabriel said. 6 months plus 3 months is 9 months. And so when we get to verse 57, that's when Elizabeth's full time has come and John the Baptist has come, and we'll get to that later. But we're not getting there yet, so just calm down, all right? That'll be on Wednesday. The point is this tonight. When a believer is praised for what God does in their lives, they have a responsibility to direct that praise to God. It's your responsibility. Jesus said about the Pharisees, if you do this, if you serve God for the praise of men, when they praise you, you have your reward. That's it. That is, soak it up, right? If you serve God so people